He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the May 3rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And in the house with me today, Rob Sanford. Bill and Rob's excellent adventure talking about Best Stocks Now as we travel through the market, which is down a little bit here this morning. The Dow down 27 points, 20,922, but it continues to linger around that 21,000 level. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 down about 6 points. That's a quarter of a percent. I think we can deal with that. 2,385 at or near all-time highs. The NASDAQ down 28, however, down a half a percent. I think that's a lot of Apple. I think they're taking a bite out of Apple today. I do not own Apple in my Premier Growth portfolio, and I'll tell you why a little bit here. Apple influencing the NASDAQ to the downside, and the market, I would say, down 28 points. 6,066 on the NASDAQ. A lot of sixes there this morning. Crude oil is up 19 cents to $47.85. Crude continues to go nowhere in a hurry. Gold is down $4.70, $12.52. Not a lot of catalysts out there for gold. It needs a weak dollar and inflation. Turmoil, global turmoil, we do have that. Silver down 2 cents to $16.64. The euro is at 109. We'll find out where the peso's at tomorrow. Last time it was at about 4 cents. I'll explain that in a minute. The 10-year bond coming back in a little bit. The 10-year yield right now is at 2.29%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here with Rob Sanford.
Good morning, today. William.
Today, good morning. We are headed down tomorrow to La Paz, Mexico. We'll be doing the show Friday. I've done shows from La Paz before. Long as Trump's border wall doesn't block our show, do you think?
Or the signal.
Will the signal go up and over the wall? Or I guess we'll have to go under like everybody else. I don't know.
Now, keep in mind, we broadcast way out in Florida and Minnesota and out in Hawaii and up in the Northwest. Now, explain to folks where La Paz is in Mexico.
Well, it's at the tip of Baja. Almost.
All the way down by Cabo.
Yeah, it's just an hour north of Cabo. It's the capital of Baja. I think it's a big hub in the drug trade because it's a port. It's a port city, the only real major port outside of probably San Felipe, which is way up in the neck of the Sea of Cortez. So,
well, the important part of La Paz to us is that it is a hub in the sport fishing world.
Yes,
it has some of the best fishing in the world, and so as we head down there, you won't go down there without your laptop. You're going to be trading.
I'll be fishing.
You're going to be fishing for stocks while I'm getting the boat ready to fish for fish the following day on Saturday. But on Friday, you'd already told me we're going to do the show live on Friday morning from La Paz.
I'm going to finish the newsletter.
And then you're going to sit there all day long and work on the newsletter.
But when the market closes, look out.
we'll get the evening bite.
Break out the trolling rods.
Now, right? Speaking about trolling rods, in a future quarter here, and whenever you want, I want about 2 minutes to talk about a new sponsor to the Gunderson Capital Management
team.
Today. New sponsor.
We have a sponsor.
We have a new sponsor.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just secured last night.
Okay.
Surprise.
All right. Okay, that sounds exciting.
All right.
And, you know, while I'm writing the newsletter, you're going to make bait.
Okay. All right.
In the harbor.
Now explain what making bait is.
Well, they don't have bait receivers down there where you pull up and they give you a nice scoop of bait and they man it 24/7, right? Yeah. The lights on like we have in San Diego. It's funny, during tuna season, there's a line at that bait receiver, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
up to an hour wait yeah. to get your scoop of bait.
30, 40 boats in line.
And, of course, every day we see the bait boats out making bait, mm-hmm. right, off the coast of San Diego.
They call it making bait.
Yeah. So we don't have that luxury in La Paz. So you're going to be the bait boat Friday morning. You and your boys are going to go out
catching mackerel.
Catch some little guys.
Little
we'll catch
mackerel.
Some big guys. Let's All talk right. about some big guys in the market
Perfect.
Here today. We'll start with the economy. You know, the economy is one of the major tributaries that flow into whether or not the market is bullish or not. And we have had an economy that has been expanding since 2009, and of course the market has been going up since 2009. Now the trick is, as a market timer like myself, which is a controversial word and it's in and of itself a controversial phrase, what market timing? I believe in just a little bit of market timing, and when we enter into another recession at some point in time, you know, the clues will start to show up, but they're not showing up yet. It seems to me like we still have a healthy enough economy to support a higher stock market at this time. I'm not so optimistic on the bond market, however. The U.S. economy added 177,000 jobs in April, which is a little bit higher than the consensus. We added 245,000 jobs last month. Now, that's the ADP report. The one everybody really looks to will come out this Friday. That's the non-farm payroll report. And the Fed is meeting today. The honchos at the Fed are huddling. We expect them to break that huddle at some point in time and announce their decision of no change in short-term interest rates. They may have something to say, however, about future rates. We are expecting a rate hike at the next meeting in June, however. The earnings continue to trickle in on the S&P 500 and other companies. 118 S&P 500 stocks will report earnings this week. We've already had a slew of them report. This is another major tributary that flows into that bull market, whether it's bullish or not. We've had earnings that have been increasing on the S&P 500 since March of 2009. You know, so many people make the market just too complicated. It comes down to it, the market follows earnings. Just like schools of tuna follow bait, the market follows earnings. And when the earnings zig, so does the market. And when the earnings zag, so does the market. Well, the earnings have been zigging on the market, moving higher since 2009, and the market has been following those earnings higher ever since. And that's why I keep a very close eye not only on the current earnings situation, but also on the future earnings expectations out there.
Now, last night when earnings came in on Apple, and we saw some of the earnings for this last few days, I was talking to you in your office, and I said, why do they give us earnings reports every 90 stinking days?
I think it's important,
and
really.
And you did. You said
yes,
that. You
I
said,
do.
Man, I want to know what's going on every 90 days, every quarter, because it's a barometer as to what's going on. You wouldn't want to wait longer than that.
Yeah, you know, I served some time as a CFO of an advertising company that my father owned, and I reported earnings every quarter because it was really important for us to stay on top of those earnings and notice any nuances where some expense might be rising too high, maybe labor or material costs. And you know, the more vigilant you are on those earnings, the more on top of your business you are. Now, of course, I'm teaching Stephen to do my quarterly earning reports here at Gunderson Capital Management. But it's very important to stay on top of these companies. I wish our government would report, be more accountable, and report earnings and how much we've taken in and how much we've spent. They have such high standards for publicly traded companies, but they themselves, we have no idea where the money goes,
oh,
really.
Not a chance.
I mean,
no.
I tried to find it out one time. Oh. It was really, that's all I know is a heck of a lot more goes out the door than comes in the door, and that's been going on for quite some time. Apple did report, you know, it wasn't that they were really disappointing earnings. I mean, the stock's down 1.4% today. You say, well, Bill, why is Apple no longer in your Best Stocks Now Premier Growth portfolio? Because I don't consider it a premier growth stock anymore. Apple is only growing now, expected to grow by single digits going forward, 9% per year. You compare that with Facebook, which reports earnings after the close today. Facebook's expected to grow their earnings over the next 5 years by 23.7% per year, okay?
Wow.
Do you want a boat that goes 23 miles per hour to the fishing grounds or a boat that goes 9 miles per hour to the fishing grounds, all right? That's why I currently don't own Apple. It was one of the stocks I wrote about in my book. It's done fantastic since then, but I don't own Apple anymore for that reason. It no longer is the growth engine, the little engine that could, that it used to be. What is a best stock now? Well, we'll talk about several of those. In fact, I'm going to feature two of them today. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where, you know, we talk about the markets, we talk about individual companies that are changing the world. Has this world changed in our lifetime?
Since we were kids.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my goodness. I've got everything on my iPhone, my music collection, my apps, my restaurant reviews, my sourdough recipes, all on a little thing that fits in the palm of my hand. I can order anything from Amazon, and it might even be there the same day.
Remember us being in high school carrying around a big boom box on your shoulder?
Oh, yeah. Now, I didn't do that. You might have did that. Now, that wasn't,
wearing the bell bottoms?
That
come
wasn't
on,
cool. We were listening to Led Zeppelin, and I had hair down to here, you know. And
I had hair, period.
Yeah, you had some hair left. And well, anyways, we've got more earnings coming in here. FireEye up 13%. You know, they make here's another word that didn't exist in the 70s when I graduated from high school. Did we have cyber hacking? I mean, a guy would break into my locker and steal my lunch, right? But my Social Security number and my credit card numbers, my wife's been hacked a couple times. Oh, and someone went on a spending spree at Walmart down in Florida, right? Well, now we've got companies like FireEye trying to prevent this, and Papa John's beats by 3 cents today. We've always had pizza delivery. That's pretty much, but we couldn't order from our iPhones. We couldn't track the driver via GPS to see how close he was to the house and the temperature of the pizza with his wearable technology.
You actually had to make a phone call and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You remember that?
How do you do that? Can I still do that on my telephone? I don't know. Yum Brands beats by 5 cents. You know, down in the Point Loma area where I grew up, it's a taco shop now. You know, the corner of Midway and Home Depot that used to be a Taco Bell. You can recognize all the old Taco Bells.
Right.
And Douglas and I used to go there. 19 cents. They had three things on the menu: a taco, a burrito, a tostada. And, you know, refried beans and drinks, and everything was 19 cents. Now it's Yum Brands, and it's Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's a Pizza Hut, it's A&W Root Beer. The other day we drove by a Long John Silver's Fish and Chips place over there by Freddy's, frozen custard.
Yuck.
And I pointed it out. I said, there's the worst fish and chips I've ever had in my life.
Right, well, there. You and I are fish snobs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really. When you catch your own fish, clean them and eat them within about 2 hours of them swimming.
Fresh ceviche.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then to eat at Long John Silver's was not cool.
It's not fish.
But strong results at Taco Bell, Lift Yum Brands, and we'll talk to the millennial if he's been to a Taco Bell
recently. Oh, he has.
Weight Watchers. Okay, now see, Weight Watchers is rallying because of the Taco Bell and the Papa John's and all this other
it's
stuff.
It's the anti-Taco Bell.
And then, you know, when you're all done with Weight Watchers and all that, you head over to Humana.
Get your arteries cleaned down.
Healthcare help. Humana beats earnings today, up by 26 cents. See, the reason I mention all these companies, because they're tributaries that feed into that river called earnings impacts the market and these individual stocks greatly. Okay, none of those were Best Stocks Now, by the way. FireEye, not a Best Stock Now. Apple, not a Best Stock Now. This is by my methodology of value and momentum. Papa John's, not a Best Stock. That has been in the past, however. I'll tell you the Best Stock Now in that category is Domino's. DPZ, man, that thing looks good again, breaking out, and terrific management. Terrific management. That's what it takes. Talking about management. We had a manager of the Padres for several years, Buddy Black.
Did you see him last night?
Okay, my wife calls it Buddy Ball.
You see him?
Yeah.
See him sitting in the dugout?
Same posture.
Yep.
He used to like to get a one-run lead and try to hang on to it with dear life, right?
With pitching.
And he did that last night against us. Now he's on the opposite side. And we're in the sixth inning, and guess what? It's 1-0 Rockies. And my wife's sitting there going, Buddy Ball. And the other thing we noticed about Buddy over the years, he didn't seem to have that intuition as to when a pitcher was done.
Mm.
Okay? So I'm watching his pitcher. He's pitching a no-hitter against us for 4 or 5 innings. Then he starts walking guys.
Yeah.
He walks like 4 guys in 2 innings. You
can see him running out of gas.
And I'm thinking to myself, our guy, on the other hand, has a quick hook.
He does.
The quickest hook I've ever seen,
sure.
In fact. And my wife goes to me, I think their pitcher's getting tired, and Buddy doesn't know it. We hit a double, a home run, and a home run.
Back-to-back home runs.
And by the end of the inning, we were up 5-1. My wife looks at me and goes, Buddy Ball.
My wife looked at Buddy in the opposing team's dugout, the visiting dugout, and she says, I bet he feels terrible standing over there right now.
Yeah, getting beat by his old team, right. the lowly Padres. Speaking of Buddy Ball, you know these leveraged ETFs? Okay, they started off with 2-1. I learned about leveraged ETFs. I was one of the pioneers in the industry using leveraged ETFs from time to time. Because I, had found out about pro shares and pro funds. So you can take the tech sector, for instance, and you can leverage it 2-1 and buy an ETF that does that.
That's pretty cool.
Well, if you think about it, an option is leveraged 10-1, and people buy options all day long.
Sure.
So I just say, when there's a really good sector in the market, why not buy the leverage? Well, now I see yesterday they've approved the first ever quadruple leveraged ETFs, 4-1.
Wow, the SEC approved that.
Yeah, which is surprising. But then again, an option is 10-1, so they're going to be called force shares, and they're going to have 2 to start out. They have one called up. It's 4-1, the S&P, to the upside. Guess what the symbol of the other one is?
Inverse.
Down.
I was going to say inverse.
Down.
It's, down. Which, so up and down.
Listen, you could have made a ton of money back in 2009 with the S&P inverse 4-1. So if the S&P goes down 10% in a correction, you're up 40%.
Now, I got to interrupt here because, folks, Bill Gunderson is a master when it comes to steering the ship, regardless of what the sea conditions
are. I do my best.
Okay.
I make no promises.
Yeah, he's not one to tout his own accolades here. However, most folks, in fact, most firms won't even consider using inverse funds in a falling market.
And I don't use them very often.
Well, and worse, they don't even know how. They're not even allowed to.
No.
And so, you may want to consider talking to a guy like Bill.
It's like having one of the tools in your toolkit
that
you got to pull out every once in a while for that special job.
And absolutely.
The union says you can't use that tool. Well, that's what I need to keep the boat from going down.
Of course.
Here,
In a falling market, to be able to make money?
Well, or to hedge and protect. And, that the app, I consider leveraged inverse funds themselves as an asset class to be used when appropriate.
Absolutely.
Like a tourniquet. Okay. It's not like you're using it every day, but they're there, and I'm happy to have them in my toolkit and know about them if needed. All right, when we come back, I want to feature a couple of stocks here, all right? Best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio show, where we're seeing a little bit of a pullback in the market today. But the bull market that began in March of 2009 is still well intact. And I publish my market signal every single week in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I've been writing the newsletter for over two decades. And that buy signal has remained in place since March 27, 2009. The bond market, I cannot say the same about, however. I am bearish on the bond market going forward. Therefore, I am not an asset allocator like the rest of the world, which is a problem that a lot of people have these days. There's not a lot out there, people offering active management anymore. They want to put you into one of these passive models that's 60-40 bonds and stocks, which I have a hard time with right now because I don't like the bond market. I think one of the biggest asset classes out there is set up for very poor returns going forward, and that's going to take a big bite, a big bite. We were just talking about white shark attacks. That's a pleasant subject.
That's why we did it during the break.
Well, we had one over the weekend here in San Diego. A lady lost her thigh muscle and almost bled to death. But anyways, these asset allocation models, you know, they're built around bonds and stocks and a percentage thereof, given your age and your risk tolerance. But, you know, I just think that conditions in the world are much more important. And I've had the buy signal on the market since March. What would cause me to switch to, hey, the market's scary here. I wouldn't have a lot of exposure to the stock market. You don't want to write it down like 53% like it went down in 2008. Well, it's going to follow earnings, and it's going to follow the economy. And right now, earnings and the economy continue to look up. So the market continues to look up. Now, here's the deal. Most people don't have the time, right, or the inclination or two decades of experience in the market. I don't make any promises, but I do promise that I'm here every day with my team, and we are very, very vigilant on the markets. And having said that, you know, we've been in since 2009. We've been cautious a few times, overly cautious a few times, but that's okay to err on the side of caution, isn't it, to protect. But I have had a buy signal on the market, and it's based on earnings of the market. It's based on math. You know, in the end, you know, one of my things is I'm a mathematician. I'm a spreadsheet guy. I spent some time as an analyst on Wall Street. That came down to math. And math, you know, really drives markets. Sentiment is a different animal. Sentiment is something you cannot measure. Sentiment will get people in trouble a lot of times. Fear will get people, you know.
It's emotional.
It's emotional. And that's to cut through that emotion part of the market side of the market and that sentiment side, which can sour from time to time. You have to go back to the earnings and the numbers because that cuts away the sentiment.
Stephen and I talked
equation.
About that on Friday. He said, you don't want Rob as your money manager. You want Bill because Bill looks at the numbers. Rob just buys stuff because he likes it.
Yo, you know?
That's good.
I find that men are like that.
I know. I want to own gun stocks and truck stocks.
Yeah, I'll ask a guy, why do you like that stock? You know,
I just like it.
Yeah, and then I'll ask a woman, and they're much more detail oriented. And have the right answers. For some reason, men are a little bit more, I don't know.
I don't know. Mars, I just like it.
Men from Mars and women, right. Something like that.
Yeah, good thing we've got you around here.
Well, let's go to what I consider a best stock now. T-Mobile today announces they pledge a 5G network by 2020. Well, we'd need the millennial in here to describe to us what a 5G network will do for me. Will that improve for me? But they're helped by the airwaves it acquired to the tune of $8 billion in last month's FCC auction. T-Mobile expects to deploy a 5G network nationwide by 2020. The CEO says, our plan is to go build a big, fat freeway right across America for 5G. Okay, well, I own T-Mobile here in my... premier growth portfolio. It is a large cap company that I think is a very well-managed company. They're kind of like Apple, you know. They compete against the big boys. They compete against the AT&Ts of the world and the Verizons of the world, which have a much larger footprint. But have you noticed, you know, I mean, AT&T barely is growing. Verizon barely is growing anymore, if at all. You're buying those stocks basically for their dividend only, not for their capital appreciation or their growth. Whereas T-Mobile is expected to grow by the next 5 years over by 23% per year, okay? That's Facebook-like growth.
Yeah.
And T-Mobile over the last 5 years has been growing their earnings by 117% per year. Now, when I say stocks follow earnings, has T-Mobile followed earnings?
Wow, look at that.
And it continues to follow earnings. And as earnings have been growing by 117%, the stock's been growing. T-Mobile went public way back in 2007. They struggled mightily against the big boys. In fact, it got clear down to like $5 or $6 a share during the last sell-off in the market, big sell-off. And now here we are at $66 per share. Well, the components that I like, what makes for a best stock now? It's two things in my book. Number one, it's performance. How has the stock done versus the rest of the market? And if you look at AT&T and Verizon, they're stodgy. Come on, they're crawling along at 3 or 4 knots, right? Smoke coming out of them. You ever pass that boat? Usually it's me, the guy in the big white gleaming knots going like this. We're going to get to the fishing grounds before you.
We're putting along.
With birds hovering all over us on one engine and smoking like crazy. Well, that's AT&T and Verizon, in my opinion. On the other hand, T-Mobile, T-M-U-S, which is a $55 billion company. You know, it takes a lot of moxie to start up a company and go against the big boys, doesn't it?
It does.
That was pretty much Apple's mentality, Steve Jobs and Wozniak. We're going to take on the big boys because we think we can do it a little better. And he has. Ledger's done a great job as the CEO of T-Mobile. Over the last 5 years, he's delivered to his shareholders and his believers in his idea and his company and his management skills 38% per year, bottom line, total return to investors, average over the last 5 years. Market's delivered 11.6. Over the last 3 years, 31% per year. And guess what? Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 66%, while the market's up 13.
That's impressive.
Now, it's one thing to name a stock that's done well. Okay, Gunnarsson, what do you like now? I still like T-Mobile. Why? Because the second part of the equation is valuation. And when we look at a company that's expected to continue to grow by 24% per year, and is trading at about one time that growth rate right now, when I take those earnings and extrapolate them out at a 23% growth rate, and that's why you say quarter to quarter, why do we have to every 90 days? Well, I like to check in on them to see how they're doing. On these expectations?
Sure.
Are they on course? Are they on track? Do we need to adjust the autopilot by 1 degree? You know, you'll see when you see the old boats are girls, right?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
They're supposed to be.
The old gal, when we get down there in La Paz and start her up, you'll see that I have a really nice autopilot. It's push button.
Sure.
One push, 1 degree. Okay, you'll change your course by 1 degree. How many degrees in a circle? 360? If we push, now if you want to accelerate it, if you want leveraged autopilot, 10 to 1, the button next to it pushes it 10 degrees
sure.
at a time. So if we want to make a U-turn, we push it 18 times. We make a U-turn, right? It's all push button. It's so cool. You don't even have to touch the steering wheel. Okay?
But what a difference 1 degree makes over the course of distance and time.
And, you know, in compound interest, 1%. If you can average 10% over the years instead of 9% over the years, in 10 years, you're way
sure.
ahead. So it comes down to being a numbers game. And I have a 5-year target price on T-Mobile of... where is my target price? I have a $120 target price, and it's currently trading at 66. Plus, you're getting a dividend yield on T-Mobile. There is no dividend yield. I don't know why we're picking up a dividend yield. I'll have to talk to Douglas about that. But T-Mobile, out of 4,280 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, closed-end funds, leveraged funds, inverse funds in my database is currently ranked number 25 out of 4,280. And look at it over the last year. It's been in the top 50 for the last year.
Wow.
So you see how those trends of good companies, T-Mobile will report earnings on not till July 25th, so we don't have to worry about them missing their earnings. Now, when we come back, there's a company reporting earnings tonight that I believe is more important than Apple.
Wow.
More important than Apple, and it's one that we own. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation, by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. This is Rob Sanford sitting in with Bill. It's Bill and Rob's excellent adventure. And speaking of excellent adventures, Bill, before I turn the time back over to you for the best stock of the fourth quarter here, I want to talk about some guys that are really stepping up and helping us out on our excellent adventure tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Okay, now this is Phoenix Fishing Rods. Now, I realize that the average Joe has probably never heard of Phoenix Fishing Rods, but Phoenix is spelled differently than the city Phoenix. You can spell it two different ways. It's Phoenix, rods.com. Now, that's not to say that there aren't wonderful rods made by a lot of different companies all over the country. However, you got to check out Phoenix Fishing Rods because you know what they're doing? They are providing us with some very cool high-end travel rods to take to San Felipe. We're not going to San Felipe. We're going to La Paz to go to La Paz tomorrow.
And we're going to peace.
It does.
Peace. It's a very
and so we're going to take those rods down there and catch some fish after you finish
we
with
better.
The newsletter.
We
and
better.
Get some great shots and we'll put them.
Or Phoenix will fire us and get some other guys to carry them next time.
You know, I've got a bunch of their rods for bass fishing and I took some down to Gonzaga Bay. But these travel rods, they're called the Red Eye Series. Does it make sense? The Red Eye Series.
Yeah.
They come in hard cases and you can take them down there and even they'll go in the overhead. So thanks to Phoenix Rods at phoenixrods.com.
Wow.
There's
and I'm
my
sure
shout out.
In Sarasota you can find Phoenix.
You can.
Rods.
They're for sale from coast to coast
in
the nicer, higher end tackle stores.
Did you see the picture of that crazy guy in Seattle? He got me all fired
up, man.
The prawns and the salmon and the halibut and the cod. And,
this is the year, buddy. We're going to have some Gunderson Capital fishing team photos.
My wife says if we're not bringing fish back home, don't come home.
All right. Do we need to take an empty cooler?
She wants some fresh grouper or sea bass on the grill.
Caught
Sunday,
with our Phoenix
Sunday
rods.
Sunday night, or I can. Luckily, there's a fish market.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Do we have to talk about stocks, or keep talking about fish?
Let's fish for one more big
one.
One
more stock.
Here,
okay.
You know, I consider myself a guide. I'm up at the crack of dawn. I'm the first one in the building every single day. We have an office building here. Even downtown, the 20-story building, I was usually there before the security guards. And I begin my day, you know, and I watch the sun come up, prepare the show, and I'm reading all the news of, you know, the companies that are reporting. And, you know, in over 20 years in the business, I've learned that there's really good companies and there's a lot of mediocrity out there. And I look at a portfolio the same way I would look at an all-star team or a roster. You know, you've only got 25 or 30 spots on that roster. Why do you want to have why do the Padres have three catchers? That makes no sense. Let's send one of them catchers down and bring up another outfielder.
We need a pitcher.
You only have so many spots in your roster. So, you know, that's my whole theory. You know, I think in an index, the only chance you'll ever have of beating an index is by cherry picking that index and getting rid of, like the S&P 500's got ocean rig offshore, has done terrible for the last 10 years, and Bed Bath & Beyond, which is going nowhere, and IBM, et cetera, the slow growth companies or no growth companies. And then there's the T-Mobiles and the Facebooks. And I do own Facebook in my premier growth portfolio. You know, I was just looking at Phoenix Rods. They have a line of rods called, what are they, Black Diamond?
Black Diamond.
Okay, those are like the best of the best. You're not going to find those at Walmart.
No. High-end specialty stores.
Yeah, okay. So, I look at some of these companies, and there's Black Diamond stocks. I happen to call them best stocks now, in my opinion, because they have those attributes of performance. They have great management. They're companies of today, not yesteryear. And they're growing their earnings. Now, Facebook may come in and do a face plant after hours, and they may miss earnings by a penny, and the stock may be down 7 or 8% tomorrow. We don't know. But that's just one blip on the horizon, you know, of a long term. Over the last 3 years, Facebook has been traveling at a pace of 35.8% per year. That's a return into shareholders' pockets. Over the last year, it's up 38%. It hit a new all-time high yesterday. And you say, well, Bill, aren't we paying through the nose for Facebook? Believe it or not, the PEG ratio right now is less than 1. It's 0.92. The company is expected to grow their earnings over the next 5 years by 23.5% per year and is currently trading at just 21.5 times forward earnings, which makes for a company that's trading at a discount to its growth rate, and this is one of the premier stocks in the entire market, believe it or not. And I know, don't let the millennial convince you that Facebook's not relevant anymore. If Facebook wasn't relevant anymore, it would not be a $420 billion company. That kid invented Facebook from his dorm room. I don't know if he had a dorm room or an apartment. If you ever watched the movie on Zuckerberg.
Well, now he owns the entire apartment building.
For the city, $420 billion.
Wow.
It's one of the biggest, largest, almost as big as Amazon now. It dwarfs IBM. From one little idea, hey, let's, on the social media, Facebook is currently ranked number 28 out of 4,280. And in the newsletter, I'll be talking about best stocks now. That's what I talk about. I don't talk about asset allocations. I don't talk about, you know, other things that a lot of the other shows talk about, which we all have our styles. We all have our methodologies. My methodology is to be in the best asset classes now. That's still stocks. It's not bonds. And out of those stocks, I'm not an index investor. I like to cherry pick the indexes. I like to cherry pick the sectors for the very best of the best. And I believe that both T-Mobile and Facebook, although there's no guarantees and I make no promises, I'm just saying that, you know, they have the track records and they have the valuations that suggest that they're still best stocks now. If you'd like to talk to us about custom money management, no, we take on the big guys. You know, we're not managing asset allocations for 20 basis points.
No robots.
There's no robots because I believe a little bit of intuition, like knowing when to pull the pitcher, is important. When that pitcher's getting tired, when earnings are getting tired, when the economy's getting tired, you've got to be able to spot those early signs. If you'd like to talk to us about custom money, Black Diamond type money
Elite
management, talk to us here at Gunderson Capital Management, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
Let's go fish.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.